Back now with Day to Day. The Hollywood writer's strike is entering its 13th week, and there is a news blackout. But that may actually be good, because after weeks of silence, the studios and the writers are having a series of off-the-record chats that began on Friday, and that has the industry hoping for a settlement.
Still, the pickets continue, and out on the picket line, a new kind of conversation has begun. From member station KPCC, Brian Watt reports.
No bullhorns or loud, rousing chants. On the picket line at Warner Brothers, the talk was just loud enough to hear over periodic car horns. It was all about writing. Not just the craft, but
getting along in this business, just even how to be a productive member of a staff, whether it is a drama or a comedy.
Jennifer Glickman is a staff writer on the CBS comedy The Big Bang Theory. She and a few other writers initiated Teaching Thursdays outside Gate 2. Aspiring screenwriters, even if they're not in the guild, can pick it as they pick the brains of veterans like Glickman.
I've been on 12 different shows in 13 years, so I feel like I have, you know, a wealth of information to share, maybe mostly about what not to do.
What should you not do?
Let's see. This is not based only on my experience. It's one thing to believe in your idea. It's another thing to say it like 12 times until somebody wants to remove
That's
you from the premise.
That's very true. Like, if it didn't work the first time and it didn't work the second time, you know, then it's definitely not going to work the third time. So let it go.
The guy chiming in is David Zabel. He's a showrunner for NBC's medical drama ER. On this Teaching Thursday, he talked about what it's like to write for medical dramas.
Not just storylines within episodes, but maybe arcs over many episodes and the interaction between what's going on in the real world of healthcare and medicine and the drama of the show.
20-year-old Jeff Tock isn't a guild member yet, but he wants to be. He got a chance to learn from Dr. Zoanne Clack, a physician, consultant, and writer-producer on ABC's Grey's Anatomy.
Do you start with, we have this diagnosis, we have this disease we want to go to, and then break a story out of that, or do you guys have a story, and then you find an ailment to go along with it?
It can be either one. Sometimes we'll have a very specific disease that we want to track. Sometimes we'll have a story, and we need to find the medicine to back up the story.
It's only been 3 months since Jeff Tock packed his belongings and drove to Tinseltown from Michigan. Until he heard about the walking seminars, he'd been reluctant to join the picketing.
It's because I don't want to be the guy on the line who's trying to network. Because this is important. I mean, what we're doing here is important. And so I didn't want to network. But if it's an opportunity, we're like, okay, you come down and we'll teach you. And if that's what it is, then I don't feel weird about like, hey, how you doing? And elbowing and hobnobbing.
If the strike continues through this Thursday, Tock can look forward to learning about writing for multi-camera sitcoms. For NPR News, I'm Brian Watt.